AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks sank on Wall Street. A day after the Federal Reserve announced it would stay aggressive with interest rate hikes, the market started low and went lower. The Dow lost 764 points. Chief investment strategist Sam Stovall says investors are thinking the R word, recession.
Basically, the market read into the Fed's comments that a recession is likely, that they're not going to be able to engineer a soft landing.
The Fed raised its short-term interest rate by half percentage point yesterday, its seventh increase of the year. The Biden administration is again making free coronavirus home tests available. The AP's Sagar Magani reports virus cases are on the rise.
We're seeing cases increase in about 90% of the country.
Dr. Ashish Jha says that was predicted after Thanksgiving. Hospitalizations are also rising, and deaths, with nearly 3,000 reported last week, mostly among those 65 and up.
We don't want this winter to look like last winter or the winter before. And it doesn't have to.
Jha, the White House's virus response chief, says the most important thing is getting an updated vaccine shot, though fewer than 1 in 5 eligible Americans have. The administration will also ship free test kits after a 3-month break.
Each U.S. household can order up to 4 at-home tests.
Shipments will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden says he'll visit sub-Saharan Africa next year, the first U.S. president to travel there in a decade. No details were released. 3 men in Michigan were sentenced to between 7 and 12 years in prison for their roles in a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. The House passed a bill that would allow Puerto Rico to hold the first ever binding referendum on whether to become a state or gain some sort of independence. It's a last-ditch effort that stands little chance of passing in the Senate. This is AP News. A week after China lifted some strict coronavirus restrictions, uncertainty remains.
There's little information in China to give an accurate picture of actual numbers of people infected nationwide. The government has said collecting such data is now virtually impossible. However, many social media posts and informal surveys have suggested that huge numbers of people are being infected. In Beijing and elsewhere, pharmacies are running out of medications and testing kits. Some hospital staff are staying home, while others are back to work after being infected. Public health expert Ji Chen says apart from in Beijing, most Chinese rely on hospitals for healthcare.
If people do not have such culture to stay at home to keep those resources for sicker people, then that could easily crash the system.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say a coolant leak from a Russian space capsule attached to the International Space Station could have been caused by a micrometeorite. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?